there are 5 million listeners, there's 5 million David Archers, and not one of them look like me.
But that's the interesting thing, is it? I know radio fame means no one knows who you are until you have an argument with your partner in a queue at the airport.
Just for my demographic, you know what I mean? In the sense of, like, you know, we're all very different here. But the Archers was, you know, the long-standing programme on the BBC as a radio thing. Was this, when did the Archers begin? I mean, you're saying 30 years here.
No, it started in 1951. I've been in it since 1982.
It's the longest-running thing
It's the longest-running drama series of any kind in the world ever.
Yeah.
Based on a family of... You know, I mean, this is... Educate me.
Goldie gets the Archers.
Goldie, do not presume that everyone in the studio listens to the Archers.
No, but you know what I mean? It's kind of like... I really want to know what I'm fascinated.
Tell him.
It was started in 1951 after the war in order to be able to get Britain back on its feet and be able to be self-sufficient in food. And so because we were impoverished and we were importing all our food. And so in order to educate farmers about how to be more efficient, they used a programme which was two-thirds information and one-third drama in order to be able to spread the word about...
propaganda, it was more about...
Well, it was kind of propaganda, yeah.
We'd never get through the commissioning process now. But Goldie, we need to play you a little clip from this. This is a very clinching...
Intrigued!
Clinching moment. Let's hear it now.
Come here.
I thought you'd never do that.
Did you want me to?
Of course I did.
It's the Ruth kiss.
Going back a long way.
You're cringing.
No, I'm not cringing. I'd forgotten about that. Because that was when she had arrived on the farm, and it was, you know, it's the old buddy story. They hated each other to start off with, and then suddenly something happened, and eventually they're now rolling in the discarded recording tape, which is, you know, the radio equivalent of hay, and doing that smoochy stuff. And it sort of seemed to happen kind of overnight, really. We've been together ever since.
Obviously, the radio kiss is irresistible. It's one of the hardest things to do, I think.
Well, it's like that. Back of my hand.
Back of your hand.
Oh, you're really ruining a lot of people.
Smoke them.